Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Ah, the holidays. A time filled with joy, laughter, and a whole lot of family. And while we may not always agree on everything when we get together, the one thing we can agree on is the conversation-stopping power of Mom's Herb Seasoned Rib Roast. Together, we bring more. Start your holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
From all of us at the Oklahoma Beef Council and from the beef farming and ranching families who work year-round to bring wholesome, delicious beef to the dinner table, we wish you and your loved ones a very happy holiday season. For great holiday beef recipes, cooking tips, and inspiration to make every meal memorable, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. From appetizers to show-stopping beef recipes, the site has it all. Happy holidays from Oklahoma's beef producers, proud to nourish your family this season and all year long.
Well, in western Oklahoma, the cotton harvest is usually a race against the clock and the weather. But this week at Green Acres Farm in Canute, the harvest became a race to help a friend. I was on hand to talk to local producer David Meisner at Green Acres Farm, who had the local agricultural community gathered up at his house to surprise producer Robert Luttmer, who's been battling cancer by harvesting the remainder of his crop.
In Canute, we have a neighbor that has cancer, and he's been doing well, really has. But he's struggling trying to get his crop harvested. He's doing cotton yet. And he's got appointments every once in a while. And some days he ain't getting done until after 11 and, you know, and sometimes even one or whatever. He's got to clean the stripper and get going. So the community talked about it and thought, let's help him out. So the community came together today and going to surprise him and let him know what we can do and be a community.
The event was organized as a surprise. While most producers in the area had already completed their own harvest, they brought all their equipment back into the field for Luttmer.
But yeah, we got a good number of strippers that are here, and I think there's about 6 tractors here to move cotton, and we got, a nice meal that's being provided by the community as well. It's a good deal.
As the tractors lined up and the strippers prepared to roll, the sentiment was clear. In western Oklahoma, you don't just live next to someone, you take care of them.
You know, one of the best part of being is being a neighbor. And how do you be a neighbor? By being the neighbor,
sure. And
you get it in return. And that's what Robert needs. And so, the community, the neighborhood has come together for Robert.
To hear the complete story, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, I tell you what, we are getting closer and closer to the big guy, Santa Claus himself, making his way to Oklahoma. We had a special one-on-one where it's kind of a big deal here, but we got to interview Santa Claus himself, who was a special guest at the Christmas Rodeo Parade, to talk a little bit about what he loves the most about Christmas.
No, it's exciting for me every year and every single present. I love what we're doing and what we're bringing, and we're bringing joy. And that's the whole purpose of Christmas, is to spread joy.
Santa said the reindeer have been training and they'll be ready to go.
The reindeer are up for this. They've trained for it all season. They've been prepping the last month and they are ready to go. Of course, with fog like we've got some places, I'm going to use 9 this year instead of just 8. We'll have Rudy out front with that bright red nose.
Before returning to his sleigh to get ready for the night's events, Santa took a moment to reflect on the deeper meaning of the holiday.
And Christmas, what it's all leading up to, is about a present. Not lots of presents, but that very first Christmas present that was left in a manger for all of us.
Merry Christmas from everyone here at Oklahoma Farm Report. The Jack Sherry dispersal sale's coming up January the 17th at Stockman's in Apache. Bob Rodenberger tells us more.
If you're needing just a good foundation piece of machinery, you can buy these set of cows and put any kind of bull you want on them and produce a product of whatever way you're wanting to go. But they're all off that ranch. They're not put togethers. They've not been handled by brokers or anything else. I mean, it's a self-contained herd.
The Jack Sherry dispersal sale, January the 17th, 1 p.m. at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.